eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, the Peabody Award-winning program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our special program today, 40 Voices, written by Mark Siegel, marks the 15th anniversary of the establishment of the State of Israel with a concert of music by the world-famous Rinat Choir of Israel. Our narrator is Mr. Ben Grauer.
Listen for just a moment to the music. You are listening to the voices of 40 men and women, citizens of Israel. 40 voices, singing with purity and discipline and faith in the capacity of man to endure, to strive, to shape a world of freedom and creativity and peace. Listen again as they sing in praise of the Creator in whose image man was made. For on Israel's 15th anniversary, these 40 voices speak with beauty in many ways man's hope. The Rinat Choir was founded in January of 1955. In its ranks, as in Israel's population, there are men and women of many backgrounds, of many origins. To this group, to join in common song, came men who had worked as carpenters and shoemakers, women who had been teachers and soldiers and settlers on the land. And yet, in only 3 years, by 1958, the Rinat Choir had achieved a unity and capacity that won it first prize in the International Choral Contest in Paris. By 1960, in Perugia, Italy, at the Festival of Religious Music, the Sagra Musicale Umbra, the choir was acclaimed as the outstanding choral group for its flawless performance of such works as the Hallelujah of Salomone Rossi, a 16th-century Italian-Jewish composer of sacred song. Under the direction of its distinguished young conductor, Gary Bertini, the Rinat Choir performed last November in the celebration launching the new National Cultural Center in Washington, D.C. It was the only overseas group invited to participate in this concert, attended by President and Mrs. Kennedy and 5,000 other leaders in government and the arts. At this concert and during a 3.5-week tour of the East and Middle West, sponsored by the Music Alliance of the America-Israel Cultural Foundation, these 40 voices, striving for perfection in performance, strove also for harmony among peoples. A favorite of audiences everywhere was Orlando de Lasso's delicate and demanding Echo Song. Large repertoire of the Renat Choir, the music which reaches most poignantly to the hearts of Israel's people is the music which reaches to the past, or touches the present, or scans the future of the land of Israel itself. And there are songs like the one you are hearing now which do all three. Hamavdil, the traditional melody reworked by the contemporary Israeli composer Aidan Partosh. Its subject, a farewell to the Sabbath as the new week is welcomed, and an eternal hopefulness in tomorrow, and the coming of the forerunner of redemption, Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu Hanavi. In its 15th year of triumphant statehood, Israel is a vigorous, muscular, striving young nation. Yet, beneath the surface, the scars of the tragic years of Nazism and the Hitler terror are still fresh. For if it is 15 years since Israel's rebirth, it is only 20 since the heroic uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto. The way of life of the Jewish communities of Eastern Europe was destroyed a decade before Israel's independence was declared. But it is remembered in the music of its people, with poignancy, and with affection. In a tiny room that burns a fire. And before it, the teacher instills a love of learning in his young students, along with the Aleph Beis, the ABC of the Hebrew language. Of the many efforts Israel has undertaken in its first 15 years, none has captured the imagination of the world more than the giant steps taken to transform the Negev, the country's barren southern desert area, into a productive, livable, integrated section of the country. The conquest of the desert is a tough, hard reality for the pioneers and settlers who, in our time, are making the desert to bloom as the rose. But an echo of the romance which is the desert has found its way into Israel's popular music. Here is Hitra Gu'ut, a folk song which draws on the musical tradition of the Persian Jewish community. Arranged by the distinguished Israeli composer Paul Ben-Haim, it features the mezzo-soprano voice of Ilana Bruckman. Its idyllic story? There is an oasis in the desert. When you and I find it, there will be peace, there will be contentment. It is not only the desert which is being reclaimed in Israel, it is a people. And it is above all in the human realm that the first 15 years have been years of glorious achievement. Count with wonder a small nation's social progress. The hospitals built, the diseases conquered, the schools quadrupled, the universities erected, the nurseries and settlement houses, the children's villages. These and the flowering of the arts and scholarship, of science and invention, all find expression in the dancing feet of Israel's rising generation and the songs it sings. Hora by Mark Lavery. Social progress is not a new development in the history of the Jewish people. The Sabbath, the day of rest, is a social achievement as old as the Mosaic tradition. In Shir Shabbat, Song of the Sabbath, Issachar Miron has composed a tribute to the day of rest, a day of love among brothers which brings a blessing and lifts weary men from their weekday toil. In a land which has known miracles, the greatest miracle of all in Israel's first 15 years has been the ingathering of its people from every corner of the earth. They have come by land and sea and air, from the sophisticated capitals of Western Europe and the feudal bondage of despotic Middle Eastern lands. They have fled from persecution in North Africa, revolution and counter-revolution in Eastern Europe. Yet for all who have come, the gates of Israel have been open wide and welcoming. To an ancient culture, the accents of many languages, the differences of many ways have been added, and each has enriched what was already there. To the rhythm of an oriental tambour, the Rinat choir captures some of the color and variety which is Israel today in a recounting of the ancient survival of the Jewish people in the time of Moses. The song is Miracle of Miracles by Wyatt Mon. The soloists are Gershon Etzbioni and Nathan Margolin.
Oh! קרנטור קרני סלע. וזאבים שבעים נגחן וארבע יש במים. וזאבים שבעים נגחן וארבע יש במים. וזאבים שבעים נגחן וארבע יש במים. האפלה והאפלה, האפלה והאפלה.
אלה האפלה והאפלה.
Years ago today, in the beleaguered city of Tel Aviv, in a crowded, hushed room, David Ben-Gurion, his voice confident yet betraying the emotion of the hour, read aloud the Declaration of Independence that formally created the State of Israel. It is only 15 years, only a tiny fragment in the stream of time and history. But the document already stands with the noblest utterances of mankind, for it set the feet of a people on a path more than 2,000 years old. It was a declaration not only of independence, but of dedication to a prophetic vision for all mankind. The vision of universal brotherhood and peace, first voiced by the prophets of the Book of Books. On this 15th anniversary of Israel's rebirth, to close its performance, the Reinat Choir, to music by Emmanuel Amiran, sings the words of that ancient prophecy, Ki Mitzion, out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Forty voices, but they sing for all of Israel's people. 40 voices, but they sing all mankind's hope for a time of justice, brotherhood, and peace that is yet to come.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address, with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling, to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting His Excellency, the Honorable Avraham Harman, Ambassador of Israel to the United States. Ambassador Harman.
As we in Israel celebrate the 15th anniversary of our independence, we wish to express our appreciation to the international community which welcomed us into the family of free nations and which has over the years helped us in many ways to utilize our independence for the advancement of our people. At the same time, we wish to express a word of welcome to the many nations which have emerged into independence and freedom during the past 15 years. 15 years is not a long period in the life of a people. We have not solved all our problems, nor have we attained the full expression of our capacity. This has been a period of the laying of foundations. During these 15 years, we have created the pattern of democratic self-government, of a fearless and independent judiciary, of a free press. we have created strong foundations for economic growth and advancement. Thanks to these efforts, our population has grown threefold during these 15 years, and upwards of 1 million homeless Jewish refugees have been able to find in our midst the advantages of rooted citizenship and gainful employment. The atmosphere for free cultural expression created during this period has already begun to produce significant results. In the international sphere, we have established normal and mutually beneficial relations with countries all over the world. Having ourselves received international technical assistance, we are now, in our own small way, beginning to participate in the historic movement of international technical cooperation. The future of independent Israel will be dedicated to the concept that independence means self-responsibility, and that it must be used to enlarge the opportunity of the free human being and for the promotion of international cooperation and harmony.
Thank you, Ambassador Harman. Our special Eternal Light program today, 40 Voices, written by Mark Siegel, marked the 15th anniversary of the establishment of the State of Israel with a concert of music by the world-famous Renat Choir of Israel under the direction of Gary Bertini. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Next week, the Eternal Light will present a conversation with Yigael Yadin, the first in a series of four conversation programs with leaders of modern thought. We hope you will be with us then. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by Kenneth McGregor and produced by Florence Reef Richmond. Producer for the seminary was Milton E. Krentz. This weekly Peabody Award-winning program is produced under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This pre-recorded program has been an NBC Public Affairs presentation.
You're listening to NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.